We're talking with
Dana Hendrickson, Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs, Director of Outreach,
about veterans and suicide.
Between the years of 2004 and 2013, the Maryland Violent Death Reporting System reported there being 983 deaths by suicide. The challenge, however, with this particular number is that these are individuals who died by suicide that were identified. There could very well have been additional deaths by suicide, but for whatever reason, that individual was not identified as having served in the military.
And what does your office do to reach out to these vets?
All returning veterans to the state of Maryland receive welcome home packets from our department with a welcome home letter from our secretary. Contained in that packet is a whole variety of information and information related to resources and benefits. As I mentioned, we provide face-to-face briefings to countless organizations, both public and private, across the state. We have done an excellent job over the course of the last couple of years in building out our collaboration with community partners as well as with the federal VA. In speaking with you, for example, we're building out our radio presence. We also print marketing materials, and I think we do an exceptional job of simply being available. We're here in the office, we answer our phones, and we will sit and talk with a veteran or a family member for, you know, as long as it takes to get them, you know, to listen to them and get them connected to resources.
Didn't you work with at least one veteran for several years?
A Vietnam veteran. He was a Navy SEAL. He had never engaged in VA healthcare. He had never tapped into his VA benefits. He contacted me close to 6 years ago, just was asking a variety of questions, how to get engaged, what to do. Knew that he had to engage and access services when the time was right for him, but continued to tell him, I'm here to help you in any way possible. So the conversation continued, believe it or not, for a couple of years. He eventually ended up getting connected to one of our service officers, and come to find out, he, because of conditions and injuries that were associated with his service in Vietnam, he is now 90% service connected with the VA. He will receive compensation for disability for the duration of his life, and he is now engaged at the VA, receiving health services there, and it has really changed things.
If a veteran is listening to us right now, and they have determined that they want to seek some help, what is the first thing they should do?
First and foremost, if they feel as though they are in a crisis situation, concerns, fears of potentially harming themselves, pick up the phone and call 911. That is the number one thing to do. If they are also feeling as though they're in a crisis situation, there is the National Veterans Crisis Line that is staffed by veterans and family members. They can pick up the phone and call 800-273-8255. That is the National Suicide Prevention Line. When they press 1, they're immediately drafted over to a veteran or a family member that has been specialized in serving veterans.
We were talking with Dana Hendrickson, Director, Outreach and Advocacy at the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs. There's a link on the Maryland News Network Facebook page. I'm Jude Lanilli.